In Thailand, police have launched a crackdown on abortion clinics. Abortion is allowed in Thailand if the woman has been raped or her life is at risk if the pregnancy goes ahead. In all other cases, termination is against the law, meaning many women are still resorting to old-style backyard abortions. This week, police raided a Bangkok home suspected of facilitating and undertaking the procedure. Our Southeast Asia correspondent Samantha Hawley was among journalists invited to attend.
In northern Bangkok, a police sting's underway. A dirty, decrepit home is the backdrop. An undercover policewoman has successfully exposed a backyard abortion clinic. I was asked first, how many months pregnant are you, she says, and I said I'm 3 months pregnant. They told me to take and insert these tablets and then the blood will come. They said I should do it at home. The tablets were 6,000 Thai baht, or around $240. Police say they're not abortion pills, but something far more dangerous. They say abortions also occur on site. The head of the operation is Deputy Inspector Veerapol Sagnert. We know it's been done here without proper medical conditions, just a mat on the floor and insert the pills. It's dangerous. Some women have died. Inspector Veerapol says it's his duty to uncover Bangkok's hidden clinics. Thailand is a Buddhist country, he tells me. To do abortion is dangerous for the women, and it's also a sin. The most important thing is it's a sin. And it's a crime punishable by up to 5 years in jail. But underground, there's a booming trade. It's estimated up to 400,000 illegal abortions are undertaken every year, and more than 1,000 women die in the process. In the surrogacy case of baby Gammy, for instance, the ABC obtained documents showing one Thai doctor was willing to perform a late-term abortion at 7 months for 20,000 baht, about $800. In 2010, more than 2,000 fetuses from illegal abortion clinics were found hidden in a Buddhist temple in Bangkok. This is Samantha Hawley in Bangkok reporting for AM.